From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
LEAD workers reach a compromise deal with the Labour Department. Why some British MPs want to link Caribbean aid to the abolition of the death penalty. And the former Antiguan leader, Vere Bird Sr., said to be gravely ill in hospital. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Antigua, news of a compromise deal between unions representing striking LEAD workers and the Labour Department, effectively putting the airline back into the Caribbean skies. The deal also put hundreds of LEAD staffers back on the job without any loss of pay after they were faced with threats of dismissal for what authorities deemed an illegal strike. Louis Daniel has the latest.
The impasse came to an end after 4 hours of mediation talks between Labour Commissioner Austin Josiah and the workers' bargaining agents, the Antigua Workers Union, and the LEAD's Assistant Managers Association. The unions influenced the work stoppage yesterday in protest of the appointment of Guyanese Lyndon Forbes Bollers as financial analyst, a job they believe should have gone to a current employee. As a result, they demanded that Bollers' contract be revoked and that workers' salaries be brought up to date. LEAD is reportedly behind by as many as 2 weeks in wages and salaries. When union representatives met with Josiah this morning, they had other issues on the table.